Russian forces pounding areas around Kiev. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The explosions louder and closer to the Ukrainian capital than ever.
There are explosions on the outskirts of this capital city as Russian forces look to advance on Kyiv from the ground and the air. Air raid sirens going off across Kyiv and Russian forces regrouping and preparing to enter this city with a population of nearly 3 million people.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv, says the fear there is the Russia's inevitable assault on the city has begun. Having welcomed millions of Ukrainian refugees, Poland now asking for international help.
Poland says it has accepted more than 1.5 million refugees, exceeding any other country. In the border village of Medyka, buses shuttle them to nearby towns and refugee centers. The Polish government is partnering with the United Nations Refugee Agency to provide cash assistance to those in need.
Fox's Alex Hogan at Poland's border with Ukraine. More U.S. troops are headed overseas. A support battalion has left the Hunter Airfield near Savannah, Georgia, bound for Eastern Europe, kissing loved ones goodbye before embarking on what they've been told will be a six-month deployment to support NATO. President Biden moving to remove most favored nation trade status from Russia.
Going to make it harder for Russia to do business with the United States, and doing it in unison with other nations to make up half of the global economy will be another crushing blow to the Russian economy.
The administration also banning the import of Russian vodka, caviar, and diamonds. A grand jury in Ohio declining to indict a Columbus police officer for shooting 16-year-old Makia Bryant to death last April. She was shot as she was about to stab another girl. The officer's split-second decision to shoot found to be legal use of force. Wall Street Friday, the Dow losing 229 points, NASDAQ down 286, the S&P 500 closing 55 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Winter isn't done yet. After dropping up to a foot of snow in western Kansas, a winter storm is now reaching the East Coast.
Saturday morning, you got this big coverage of heavy snow breaking out, this area of low pressure sliding up the East Coast. And then by Saturday afternoon, you actually get a transition from some of that heavy rain along coastal areas over to snow, and that does include the I-95 corridor.
Meteorologist Ian Oliver at Fox Weather, a tornado watch is also posted overnight for parts of Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. Gabby Petito's parents suing her would-be in-laws.
The Petitos accused Chris and Roberta Laundry of being aware their son killed their daughter, helping him flee justice. In early September, Brian Laundry returned to his parents' home in Florida from a cross-country trip without Gabby Petito. Laundry disappeared later that month. His remains were eventually found in a swampy area. He'd committed suicide. The FBI says Laundry confessed to killing Petito in a note. Her body was found near Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The lawsuit says Laundry also confessed to his parents, but the lawsuit notes they didn't report their son had gone missing for 4 days, allowing him to evade police. Their family attorney says the lawsuit is baseless. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Congress has renewed a 1990s-era law extending protections to victims of domestic and sexual violence. The update to the Violence Against Women's Act passed this week, part of the $1.5 trillion government funding package. President Biden worked on that law as a senator. The new version will strengthen rape prevention and education efforts, as well as training for those in law enforcement and in the courts. A Texas judge blocking the state from investigating gender-confirming care for transgender youth as child abuse. State's Attorney General Ken Paxton likely to appeal that ruling. San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich has become the winningest coach in NBA history as the Spurs beat the Utah Jazz. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.